So my question was, what changes have you seen in the neighborhood from childhood to now?
How long do you have?
Put it in like a compact.
In a compact. Imagine, if you will, I've been coming to Wanted Hills. I grew up in Evanston. And I've been coming to Wanted Hills since I was a little girl because my mother loved Ebony Records and she loved Nate's Jewelry at the Thatch Roof. And if you know the intersection of McMillan and Gilbert, where the corner building, well, right next to the corner building, I think it says Soul Food is the sign that says now, well, that was Thatched Roof was there. Actually, I take that back. It's where it says Zweets on the wall. That's where Thatched Roof was. And then where Ebony Records was probably like five doors down. And that was on our way downtown that we would stop and Mom would get the latest Aretha Franklin, Nancy Wilson, bless her soul, Earth, Wind, and Fire, James Cleveland, you know, and it was just part of what happened. So there was shops literally from where Beck's Hardware is all the way down to where Skyline is. There was just businesses on both sides of the street and it was flourishing, flourishing, flourishing. And when I moved into the neighborhood, there were 20,000 people living in the neighborhood. And I had a cart, I was the cart lady. And my Saturdays literally would be spent on McMillan. You know, we had a couple of vegetable stands that we could go to. There was Louis Meats where I could go get my fish and poultry. There was actually a fish place that you could go to. The Kroger's was there. We had a florist. I mean, it was just, you could just spend the day. And then all of a sudden, one by one, you realize, oh, they're gone. Oh, they're gone. And then you see, oh, they moved. Oh, where'd they go? And then the census comes out and you realize, oh, we've lost residents. And the next census tract comes out, oh, we lost more. To where we got down to under 6,000 people in our neighborhood. And there was a core that stayed. Now, one of the beauties of Wanted Hills is that we have families that have been there, African-American families, that have been there four, five, six generations. I have neighbors that have been in that house that they live in for six generations. So I've seen that.